Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. I encourage you to go to his website, joelbarker.com, also starthrower.com, and his books include Five Regions of the Future and also Future Edge. There's also the outstanding book on paradigms, which is in paperback, as well as the Future Edge is the paradigm book, isn't it, Joel?
Yes, it is.
And, of course, the video, the paradigm video is still available, isn't it?
Well, you know, and I remade it in 2002, so I updated all the examples and stuff.
It's out.
And I suppose every 10 years, whether it needs it or not.
Folks, you need to see that video. It changed my life when I saw it 20 years ago. Joel, we're talking about some of the things that you see coming out from the future. You're saying that there's some super weeds out there that we need to be careful about. What's that all about?
Well, I've been watching this for 15 years because I learned way back in my early training days from the Limits to Growth team, the whole concept of the way plants and animals respond to being poisoned. They've ultimately developed resistance to it, right?
Yep.
So we had Monsanto
like the mutating viruses.
That's right. Well, if you remember, a couple of years ago, Monsanto came out with some seeds that were Roundup protected,
right.
And then you could spray Roundup on your field and kill all the weeds.
And not kill
the plants.
Guess
what? Those weeds, of course, went through the typical Darwinian evolution, but some made it through the Roundup and began to say, well, the Roundup doesn't bother me at all. And we are now in a situation where we have very significant weeds, ragweed, horseweed, Johnson grass, some pigweed, that are completely resistant to Roundup.
Wow.
And by the way, that was completely predictable. Every good ecologist said to Monsanto, this is crazy that you're trying to do a monolithic poison, because all you're going to do is train the plants to deal with that. Well, it's happened now. And so this is going to be the new challenge for farmers, because here for the last 15 years, you know, Roundup kind of cleaned up everything. Now they're going to have to go back to zero, get started again, and figure out how to do it.
Well, we see this with other things. Bacteria with viruses, they become resistant to the thing that fights them, the antibiotic that fights them. We see that happening. And so this is where humans are too cute by half, I guess, isn't it?
Well, it's exactly, and here's the irony about it. We knew this. This is not a surprise. This was a predicted consequence, not an unintended consequence.
Right.
What it says is you either come up with a new poison to kill the things, or you go back to some of the old systems that really worked well, like tilling them, cutting them down. Those were actually very effective ways of taking care of it, because you can't mutate when you've been cut apart.
Well, wheel could have helped them with that, couldn't it? Couldn't it have?
Well, yes, it sure could have, because it said, look, we're going to get a short-term benefit. Long-term, we're going to have tougher things to deal with than we have now.
One of the things having worked my way through college selling carpet, one of the things I learned is about dyes and fibers, and how some things are, you know, some things take the dye better, and some things, you know, are the color all the way through, and some things just have the color on the outside. You've been reading about some research on training silkworms to produce colored silk. What's this all about?
Yeah, this is Singapore being very smart. They have figured out a way to add colorants to the mulberry leaf mix that they feed silkworms, and the end result is the silkworms produce colored silk. So in just a feeding process, they avoid the entire dye process with all the cost and all the chemicals and huge water usage, by the way, to dye silk. It's done intrinsically by the silkworms themselves.
So when silk comes out, it's color fast.
It is color fast.
Yeah.
And think about the long-term implications of this one.
All I can think about, Joel, have you ever seen the movie, you remember the movie Night Shift with Michael Keaton and Henry Winkler?
Yeah.
And Michael Keaton was the idea guy. He was always speaking something into his little recorder.
Yep.
And then they were talking about how much they love tuna salad. And he holds the microphone up and he says, feed the mayonnaise to the tuna. that's what I'm thinking about when you're talking about feeding the. I'm sorry,
that's
folks.
Good.
I just have that kind of mind. I'm afraid, but yeah. feed the color to the silkworms.
The silkworms, let them colorize.
So he didn't have such a crazy idea. Hey, Joel, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Joel joined us. He'll be back, too, because he's that kind of guy. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, small business owners, you are important. If you ever wonder, why am I doing this? You're doing it because the world needs you, small business owners. Your customers need you. Your employees need you. Your marketplace needs you. Your country needs you. You are important. Don't ever forget that. You're my heroes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.